From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. This is it, your last weekend before the dreaded day, Tuesday, April 15th, Tax Day. And while many of you are satisfying your civic duty, thousands of others are bilking the federal government out of about $1 trillion a year. Frank Cummings runs a company called the Financial Crimes Research Center. It tracks suspicious activity in banking and finance. He's in our New York bureau. Hi there.
Hi.
So how do tax cheats do it?
We put them in kind of three different groups. There's the red group, we'll say, that individuals like Walter Anderson, who used shell companies and used foreign drop boxes and tax shelters to evade paying tax on a little over $350 million. And for his reward, he was given 9 years last year in federal prison. Hmm. And then there's that gray area. We call it the yellow area, where there's estimated to be about $5 to $7 trillion in over 40 offshore finance centers where the a little bit more than wealthy people hide their money and they don't pay tax on the investments. Then there's the totally legal one, the Netherlands, who has a great corporate tax structure. Companies like Coca-Cola set up over there so they wouldn't have to pay U.S. tax on their foreign earnings. So there's a whole bunch of different ways that they do it, and we kind of look for them all, other than the green ones, of course, because they're legal.
So who are these tax cheats? Are we talking about the super rich who just do anything they can to shelter their money?
Well, that's one set, but it could be as low as what we call the off-the-books employee. But most of the evasion is happening in the 40-plus countries and territories that put up these tax havens for the wealthy and extremely wealthy.
So this sort of offshore Cayman Islands kind of thing. I've always heard that the Cayman Islands are the place that there's just tons of money there and tons of companies that have nothing but one little office.
Well, there's a bunch of them that do it at different levels, some legally, some of them not so legally. So depending upon their bank secrecy laws, it's very difficult for the government to go and look at the data that's there. We're looking at an estimate of between $5 and $7 trillion stored in these tax havens. Mm. So if you take the $5 to $7 trillion and then you add the $1 trillion in absolute illegal stuff, if you put that all together worldwide, it's $2,600,000,000,000 in taxes that aren't collected.
So let's say I, Andrea Seabrook, go out and buy a Powerball ticket and I strike it. Be the evil tax advisor and tell me how to shelter the money.
First, you pay tax on it.
Okay, because you can't help that. Say I have $70 million left, a paltry sum, and I transfer it to a bank account in the Cayman Islands.
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
There are what they call debt instruments, and there are all kinds of guaranteed return instruments that happen in these hedge funds offshore that you have absolutely no visibility on because their bank secrecy laws prevent it. And I would spread it out about multiple countries, and the U.S. government would never have any vision of what you're doing. They wouldn't see it.
So I'd put some in the Cayman Islands and some in Morocco and different kinds of hedge funds and kind of spread it around?
Absolutely, because you never know what happens in politics. One of these countries changes leadership, the laws changes, and then you're exposed. So that's why they spread it all over the place.
And my money, my $70 million spread across the world in these illegal places or these
gray area places.
it's actually making money for me?
Absolutely. You're talking about returns in 14%, 28%.
Woo!
Yeah, you're getting some pretty good returns out there that you're not paying taxes on.
Wow. So why don't all the rich people go live in the Cayman Islands?
Well, a good deal of their money is there, but the majority of these banks that do this, you couldn't live in the Cayman Islands and use your money because they're not based upon their banking license. They're not allowed to do business in the Cayman Islands. They can only do business offshore. But there's a lot of very honest people, and not all billionaires are bad, okay? A lot of them pay their taxes, but, you know, you got to be careful.
Frank Cummings runs the Financial Crimes Research Center, a business that tracks suspicious activity in banking and finance. Mr. Cummings, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.